contact stores for details.
The Mickey Weiler Show is on the air.
They say nothing. They go nowhere.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Marty from TR writes in on our health care text line 986-1566. Where would you rank Tiger in your world golf rankings? Hey, that's our good news segment. Not our numbers matter segment, I should say. Numbers matter segment. Because we all know that certain numbers matter. 784-3400, University College students, they're going to have just a few more openings for you. But get in touch with them. It's our great friends at University Colleges. Ingalls Crossing, the numbers that matter there, the rent's like phenomenal, so much more affordable than you could ever imagine. University Cottages.
For new construction.
Yeah, brand new, good looking stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Been in them, love them, really good. 784-3400, numbers that matter. We have a new number one in the world golf rankings right now, Justin Thomas number one. Dustin Johnson falls from one to two. And Jordan Spieth, 3. John Rahm, 4. Justin Rose, 5. Fowler, 6. Jason Day, 7. Roy McIlroy, 8. Matsuyama, 9. Tommy Fleetwood up to 10. Tommy Fleetwood was top 10 in the world. Kepka, 11. Paul Casey, 12. Casey didn't play. Patrick Reed, 13. Sergio, 14. Henrik Stenson, 15. Anyway, Tiger Woods started out this year. In January, Tiger Woods was 656 in the world.
Correct.
Up to number 80. The World Golf Rankings takes into consideration the last 3 years. And so Tiger obviously didn't do anything for 3 years ago. But this year, no one has climbed the way he has climbed. From 656 to 80th. And it's coming. The only people in the top 100 that weren't in the top 100 at the beginning of the year, Luke List started at 138 and he's 52nd. That's a good climb. Andrew Landry at 172, and now he's 72. This guy, Shubhankar Sharma, started at 202, he's 73 now.
That's it.
Alexander Bort was 109, now he's 75. Ted Potter went from 217 to 81. Bo Hostler, who's a young guy, from 303 to 82. But the point is that from 656 to 80, he's coming. Where would I rank him? I would say right now, I think he's in the top 15 in the world, really. I'm sorry, it's like how this year goes. I don't know the exact order, but I would say in the conversation for the best golfers in the world, Justin Thomas, Dustin Johnson, Jordan Spieth, John Rahm, Justin Rose, Ricky Fowler, Jason Day, Roy McIlroy, Matsuyama, Fleetwood, Patrick Reed. I mean, Koepka went healthy. Casey, Stenson. Alex Noren's up there a little bit, maybe. You know, Kuchar's a cut making machine in there, but there's about 10 players in there. I would say legitimately chance to make the claim of being the best golfer in the world right now. Thomas, Johnson, Spieth, Rahm, Rose, Fowler, Day, McIlroy, Matsuyama, Fleetwood. That's that pretty rarefied air right there. Tiger's not in the top 10 right now, in my opinion. But
Saturday, Tiger's in the top 10.
Yeah, by the end of the year, I would say, who's better right now, Tiger or Bart Leishman? Leishman's 16th in the world right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you feel better about Tiger or Tyrrell Hatton, who's 21st.
Who?
Pat Perez is 24th in the world. You know, Brian Harmon, who's 26th in the world. And at some point in time, Tiger Woods is going to, you take him over those guys moving forward.
Sure.
But little numbers matter. 74-3400, good stuff there. I want to get into, in this segment, we're going to talk some baseball in this hour, college baseball. Because the regular season winds down. This week's the last regular season week.
Yep, midweek game, and then a three-game set at Pittsburgh.
I love the ACC tournament stuff.
I hate the ACC tournament, but go ahead.
Well, I like postseason baseball. I love the regionals. I love the super regionals. I love Omaha.
I'm only worried about one thing in the postseason.
Just Omaha.
Omaha.
That's it.
Is that Huck?
Quickly, before I get to some phone calls, let me give you the RPI. Clemson moved down to 11th in the RPI. Florida 1, Stanford 2, North Carolina 3. Georgia 4, Arkansas, after sweeping Ole Miss. Arkansas 5, Oregon State 6th. Oregon State had their huge series with Stanford this past weekend and beat Stanford 2 out of 3. So good for Oregon State. Stetson is 7 in the RPI right now. Like, Stetson's going to host. Are they a national seed or not? Don't know. Ole Miss 8, Texas Tech 9, Florida State 10, Clemson 11. Auburn 12, Duke 14, A&M 15, NC State 16, Kentucky 7. Kentucky's 13 and 14. And they're 17. I didn't realize this, Mr. Or 24.
Kentucky.
Texas A&M is 12 and 15 in the SEC, and they're 15th in the country. Auburn.
The Jimbo effect.
Yes. Auburn is 13 and 14 in the SEC, and they're 12th in the RPI. What? How does that happen? Coastal Carolina is 18th. And we're going to have some hosts out there that aren't normally used to hosting. Good news for Clemson, Dallas Baptist up to 29. That's good. South Carolina up to 40th in the RPI. So that's good. Let me get to Ray in Greer, Northern Communication phone line, 654-ROAR. Ray, thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing?
Hey, man. Good morning, Mickey. Hey, are we looking at Tiger? Is this the Barry Bonds of golf? I mean, the guy comes out, he's coming back from major back surgery, who doctors have said no one has ever come out of the surgery and played professional golf. And he comes back, and he in that red shirt yesterday, he's looking like a guy out of the Avengers series or a safety on a pro football team. And his club head speed is quicker than Justin Thomas and Jordan Spieth. I mean, what? Tell me that's not true. Is this not going to come out in 5 years from now that he's on HGH?
I don't know if he's on HGH or not. I don't know that. I know that they drug test for, I think they drug test for HGH on the PGA Tour. And I know that Tiger has been drug tested, will be drug tested. So, no, I don't hear any of those rumors. I don't suspect any of that. I do know that.
How do you explain it, though? How do you explain him coming back from this major back surgery
and him
to be in such great shape?
Two things. Number one is that there have been guys who had the surgery who have played golf before. They're
professional.
Sure. Oh, yeah. Yeah. There are guys.
Name one.
Is it Lanny Watkins or is it there's two or three guys who have had fusion surgery who went on to play, who play more professional golf. I had to go back and look it up.
Golf Channel a couple weeks ago, they said nobody had, so maybe that's changed in the last 2 weeks.
No. Well, maybe I misunderstood it. Maybe they misunderstood it. All right, but the other part of it is that before the surgeries, that we're talking about an elite athlete that is just a phenom kind of body. Let me ask you this. Give me an athlete out there today that you think is not doing steroids that's in really good shape. Any athlete, any sport.
That's not doing steroids?
Yes, yeah. Any athlete, any sport. Like a phenomenal elite athlete.
I'd say like 99% of them are not.
I'm trying to make a point here.
Like baseball, football.
Well, give me, but just so what I'm saying is, and I agree with you, I don't think most of them are doing it. Give me one athlete that you think is like an elite superstar athlete that's not doing drugs right now, and I want to make a point. Who is it? Give me an example of one.
Freddie Freeman.
Well, first of all, I don't think he's an elite athlete. I think Freddie Freeman is one of the best left-handed hitters in all of baseball and one of the top 20 hitters in baseball. But I'm talking about like a superstar freak athlete.
Mike Trout.
LeBron James.
All right, LeBron James. If LeBron James had like a big-time surgery, if he had to take 2 years and he came back from it, my guess would be that when he came back that he would look like different than everybody else. And you go, man, LeBron James, he's in unbelievable shape. Like his shoulders would have those big boulder bulbs on him again, and his biceps and triceps would be huge.
You're missing the point, Mickey. Looking like that and being able to twist your body and drive a golf ball with that drive and with that strength and that club head speed is totally different when you're talking about your back.
But what you're also talking about, Ray, is he has changed. Hold on. He has changed.
Golf, don't you get that? what you put on your body and your back when you're driving the ball with that club head speed?
I will tell you this, Ray. As a golfer, I used to have awful back problems. I used to have herniated disc. I changed the way I swing at the golf ball now. I haven't had a back problem in 2 years. I now use the ground. I now turn inside of my knees. I don't torque. I don't slide to my left as hard anymore. I don't torque my back the way I torqued it, like I used to torque it. I don't try to have my shoulders closed square at address. I mean at impact. I now open my shoulders more, and I wake up every morning now, put my shoes on, tie them. 2 years ago, 3 years ago, I was laying in the bed, couldn't get out, couldn't tie my shoes. Now, because I swing at it differently, I changed the way I swing at it, my back doesn't hurt anymore. Tiger Woods has changed the...
Barry Bonds of golf.
Well, you're wrong, Ray.
Barry Bonds of golf.
Well, you're the only person who thinks that because nobody else is saying that. Ray, let me explain something to you. Do you play golf?
I used to till my back gave me trouble.
All right, and if you had the kind of surgery that he had, and if you went to a surgery, and if you were in phenomenal shape, and if he changed the way you swing,
I've got degenerative disc disease. I'm gonna have to have that surgery in a few years, but I'm just putting it off.
Let me ask you this, Ray: have you noticed a difference in the way Tiger swings it now and the way he used to swing it?
Yeah, his club head speeds faster, and he bombs it further than anybody out there, even Dustin Johnson. So I don't understand how he can do that.
Because he changed the way that he swings at the club.
He's just a super athlete.
Well, there's a newsflash for you, Ray. Yeah, Tiger Woods is a super elite athlete. Yes. Yes, he is. Yes.
All right, Mick. Thanks.
Thanks. Or stick your head in the sand. If you listen to what people say, he has changed the way he swings at the ball now. If you have seen his workouts, you will see that he is a freak of a workout guy. A guy that works out all day, every day. Zach, what percentage of people do you say thinks Tiger Woods is taking steroids or taking performance-enhancing drugs right now?
I would say less than 1%.
Right.
Yeah. But raising the no. Raising the no.
Oh, he's in the no. Come on, man.
He got you there.
How?
He got you. The comment where you say, on Golf Channel, they said that. Something must have changed in the last 2 weeks. I laughed out loud.
Here's what I'm telling you.
That was funny.
Go back and look at the torque on Tiger's back 5 years ago,
yep,
and the torque on his back now. It's not even close to being the same.
Sure.
Tiger changed the way that he creates club head speed.
Didn't Rory have major surgery and come back from this? Not back surgery. It was shoulder?
I don't think it's major. Rory tore his knee.
Okay.
Remember that? Rory... had a soccer thing. When he playing soccer ball and tore his knee?
I don't know what he was doing. I don't keep up with those Northern Irish.
Ben Hogan almost dies in a car wreck, comes back from it, plays the best golf of his life. Had to be steroids.
Ben Hogan was juicing. You heard it
first.
Had
to be. I've seen videos of Tiger working out. You've heard these stories of Tiger working out. How about this? Here's one for you, Ray. Jason Day tells a story that he texts Tiger at like 1 a.m. about, you know, just, hey, man, when you get up tomorrow morning, text me on this thing. I had a question for you about something. And Tiger texts him back, I'm up now. And like, there's a call on the phone. What are you doing? He said, I'm working out. Like, Tiger's in his own home. He's got his own gym in his home, right?
Is he still doing that stuff?
Yeah, maybe not as much. But if you just look at frame by frame of the swing.
Yeah.
He does not torque his back the way he can't.
No.
There's more than one way to generate that kind of speed. Have you seen me coming here lately with my back all out of whack? No. And the reason is because now I turn inside of my knees with my body. I don't jam my left hip high up and out of the way.
2 years ago when we started doing this.
Right.
You were getting out of that chair like a pregnant woman.
Yes.
You couldn't hardly get out of the chair.
No, more my pelvis would come first.
Yeah.
And then I'd find a way to make it up out of there.
Yep.
I changed the way I swing I now swing inside of my left hip does not go ahead. I don't bump my left hip forward. I don't rip my hips and try to keep my shoulders back. I open my chest at impact now. I swing inside of my knees. I can turn all day long. Watch this. I can squat side my knees. I can turn all day long 100 times in a row. My back's not going to hurt.
Yep.
Because I don't torque my back out away from what it used to do. People are changing the way they swing their golf swing. But isn't that so much easier to go, obviously, he's Barry Bonds. Yeah, he's Barry Bonds. Save it, bro. So without any kind of proof at all, let's just throw out there that the guy's doing steroids.
5 years, you'll see.
Yeah. Let me ask you something. Has he done other things that nobody's else ever done before?
Does he look different than when he first started playing golf?
His golf swing looks different.
Yeah, sure. But the Tiger Woods that before he had the back surgery was shredded.
Right.
Absolutely ripped. He looks leaner now, if anything.
Right.
It's not like he gained 100 pounds of muscle like Barry Bonds did.
Does his head look bigger now than it used to look?
No. No, it doesn't. His hair looks less.
Yeah. So.
Hate to see that. Tough look, Tiger.
Give me a break, man. Don't chalk it up to the guy, like, working his butt off. Let's just go blame the steroid part of it. I got to take a break. Snap up, William. Hang on, man. Coming to you. My friends at Trail, my blood pressure's coming down. My friends at Trail, TREHEL.com. And these good folks at Trail want to help you out building your next building. Not your next home. They don't build homes. They know what they do. They build like multifamily homes, you know, condominiums, apartments, and things like that. They won't build your other one.
What about dams?
No dams, no water treatment plant.
Dang it.
Everything else they'll build for you. Here's what I'm telling you about the better building process and about why it works and how it works is it works for someone who's building 3 or 4 or 5 or 10 malls type stuff or you know, 10 apartment buildings or 10 condominiums. It works that way. It works for the one-time guy lady that might be building a restaurant, might be building a doctor's office, might be building like a one-time deal. It works for both. They can shepherd you through this process. You're going to get guaranteed pricing. You're going to get guaranteed delivery date, and it's going to really, really work out great. On top of all that, if they did another kind of delivery method, it would still work because they're people. It just so happens they married it both, and it's going great. It's our great friends over at Trail, TREHEL.com, 800-319-7006. Coach Boom SC writes in on Twitter, all we have to do is look at your calves and know that you're juicing. My back doesn't hurt anymore. I guess I'm taking HGH. Watch now. Watch this now. I'll throw up my back this weekend. Watch. I'm going to get bad again. Snap hook, William, hang on. Reaction Monday. More than your comeback right after this.
Whether your adventure takes you to the top of Chimney Rock or the shores of Lake Jocassee or the woods for camping, Elkmont Trading Company in Clemson has everything you need for your next adventure. Serving the upstate since 1995, Elkmont offers fly fishing gear from Orvis and Sims, as well as the area's best selection of kayaks and camping gear. Featuring Chacos, Birkenstocks, Patagonia, Southern Marsh, Columbia, Yeti, Eno Hammocks, Kavu Rope Bags, Mountain Khakis, and more. Elkmont also has kayaks and stand-up paddle boards for rent, so you can try before you buy. Are you hungry? Try Elkmont's barbecue sandwich or a pint of locally brewed craft beer from one of Elkmont's 16 taps. There really is something for everyone at Elkmont. So remember, if you haven't been to Elkmont, you haven't been to Clemson.
Hi, this is Terry Wyatt of Ag South Farm Credit.
This is Christy Ross of Ag South Mortgages.
If you need financing for land, livestock, equipment, construction, both home and farm, or everything out in the country, give me a call.
If you're purchasing or refinancing a home on land or in a subdivision, let me design a loan that fits your needs.
The team at Ag South has been servicing the upstate rural communities for nearly 100 years.
We have the experience and products to fulfill your needs.
Call us at 226-8507.
Or visit us on the web at agsouthfc.com.
An equal opportunity lender.
Save money, save energy, and save the planet by riding the Cat Bus.
Clemson Area Transit is dedicated to excellence in serving everyone with safe, friendly, and reliable transportation. Whether it's Clemson, Seneca, Central, or Pendleton, put yourself in control with real-time tracking so you'll never miss your bus again. Download the free CatBus app, and you'll be on your way to saving money, saving energy, and saving the planet. Find out more at catbus.com. Save money, save energy, and save the planet.
Have you been in the market for a new mattress but have been waiting for the right time to buy? Well, stop waiting, because at Seneca Mattress Outlet, now is that time. Mattresses start as low as $196 with a free box spring, or treat yourself and upgrade to an adjustable base. For a limited time only, with your purchase of any mattress, adjustable bases are 50% off of our already low prices. Now is the time, so don't miss out. The Mattress Outlet in Seneca, located in the old Walmart across from Chick-fil-A.
Hey, Tiger fans, did you know that Tigertown Village is growing? Located just 1 mile from campus, TTV is getting bigger and better with brand new luxury farmhouse cottages in phase two of Tigertown Village. These charming cottages will feature a spacious open floor plan with rustic elements and industrial-inspired accents. Our model cottage is ready for tours, and we can't wait to show you. Check out our website at ttvfarmhouse.com and schedule a tour today.
Quag here for Hendrick Honda Easley. I've owned my Accord for several years, and I can tell you a Honda's the way to go. Hendrick Honda Easley has been in business 25 years, offering their customers a fair, fast, easy, and transparent experience. After you've purchased your new or pre-owned vehicle from Hendrick Honda Easley, believe me, their staff from service to finance is behind you 100%. See Hendrick Honda Easley online at HendrickHondaSC.com or in person at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway.
Bill collectors, are they calling, making threats? What is the truth? Don't be afraid. Don't wait until it's too late. Don't wait for them to sue you. Call me, Robert King. I will listen to you, and together we will look for a calm, clear, thoughtful solution to your legal problem.
Thompson & King, 300 South Tower Street in Anderson. Call 222-0200 or online at thompsonking.com. Thompson & King is a debt relief agency helping people file for bankruptcy under the bankruptcy code.
We're here at the Train Heating and Air Conditioning Testing Facility to see how unstoppable their products really are.
All right, well, I don't like this one at all. Okay, inside this climate chamber, it's raining incredibly hard on this Train AC unit. It's 5 to 6 inches of water an hour, actually. Apparently this room also does icy rain, but I'm definitely not sticking around for that. I'm completely soaked, but this machine doesn't seem to be slowing down at all. Clearly, it's hard to stop a train.
During the Train Unstoppable event, now through May 31st, buy a qualifying train system from Pittman Heating and Air and choose special financing for 48 months or up to a $1,000 trade-in allowance on a qualifying new train system. Visit PittmanAC.com or call 864-606-3769 for complete program eligibility, dates, details, and restrictions. That's PittmanAC.com, subject to credit approval. License number M1646.
Train, the most reliable heating and cooling brand.
Broadcasting live from where the Blue Ridge yawns its greatness. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Carolina Flooring Specialist, 404-8158, 404-8158. Let them take care of you. It is our great friends at Carolina Flooring Specialist. They want to put down a high-performance, solid epoxy-based flooring in your garage floor and mechanical rooms in your basements. You're going to love it. So great friends over at Carolina Flooring Specialist. Look, my garage floor looks better. Yours can, too. Increase the value of your home. I love this idea. I love this idea that in the end, slip resistant, stain resistant, it's much more functional. Plus, it just looks better. It is our terrific friends over at Carolina Flooring Specialists, 404-8158. I get this now. Well, Lance Armstrong juiced. Man, look, it's about recovery time. I'm working on recovery. Look, every cyclist juiced. Every cyclist was doping, right, Zach?
Yeah. That broke my heart, though. I love Lance Armstrong.
Not me. I was ripping Lance Armstrong before.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because he won Sports Illustrated Sportsman of the Year like twice. I'm like, what? He's a cyclist.
You know how hard it is to do Tour de France?
He not when everybody else is juicing. Look, I'm not saying it's not hard. Why not give the person who climbed Everest Sportsman of the Year? It's physically hard, but my point through all that was that it's just cycling. That of all the sports out there, nobody really knows anything about it. Nobody cares anything about it. Oh, by the way, I watched Formula One last night.
Oh, yeah? You're in on Formula One now?
I could get into it. Do you know how expensive those cars are?
Very. Yes.
You know how expensive just the steering wheel is?
Because while NASCAR is built by Ford and Chevy and Dodge.
Ferrari,
Lamborghini, like the big boys.
Yeah.
BMW is the big boys.
Yeah. Here's what I'm telling you about the Lance Armstrong stuff. Every single cyclist was doping, correct? Or almost everyone?
Most of them, yeah.
So when Lance Armstrong does it, it's okay. Is it okay to suspect Lance Armstrong doing something wrong if every person in the entire industry is doing it?
Yeah, you could make that argument.
How many people on a PGA Tour are doping?
I haven't heard of one.
Okay. So, but we're going to make that jump.
Well, yeah, because he's doing something that hasn't been done before.
Ignore what Sasha McKenzie says, the leading biophysics authority in golf says. Ignore what Chris Como says, Tiger's former teacher, who is a biophysics genius. Ignore what my buddy George Gankus now says about it and about how you don't have to swing the golf club by torquing your back and sliding your hips forward while keeping your upper body back and opening your hips at 90 degrees while your shoulders are closed or your shoulders are square. Ignore all the facts of what the modern golf swing is doing and using the ground and popping up and taking pressure off your back. Ignore all of that and just say, Barry Bonds.
Ignore your cup there. Ledbetter had good things to say about Tiger's new swing and the way he's been playing so far.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Ignore what the experts say about Barry Bonds.
Ledbetter.
David Ledbetter. Barry Bonds.
HGH.
Yeah. His head's not any bigger. Barry Bonds.
5 years. Mark the tape.
Snaphook is up next. 654 Roar. Snaphook, thanks for calling in, man. How you doing?
Well, I would be doing great if I wasn't riding up 385 with about 200 Mrs. Snaphooks out here driving, but we're making it.
Yikes.
Wow.
Those kind of things.
Wow. Yeah,
it's been a sporty morning so far, but, you know, she knows. It's not. She's not even offended by it. She knows. It's cool.
All right.
It's cool.
Oh, that's good.
It's cool. Mickey, I'm with you on the consensus of, you know, as I've gotten older and as I've gotten better shape, I mean, I've dropped, you know, 35 pounds in the past 3 months. So,
good for you, man.
You know, losing that weight. Yeah, man. Yeah, I'm under 200 pounds now.
Good for you.
Feeling great. Having the, you know, strength in the core, the strength in the legs, you know, finally actually doing leg workouts. You know, stuff like that.
Not skipping leg day, bro.
I am not skipping leg day, bro. Don't wear gloves to the gym, bro. That kind of thing.
Right.
Seriously, can play probably 36 holes without a sore back now. Some minor changes in the golf swing, yes. You know, not violently snatching the butt of the club from the top, not violently, you know, throwing my left pocket as hard left as I can, turning the hips through, keeping the shoulders closed, that kind of thing, but actually, you know, making a smoother transition in a golf swing, shortening the backswing, that kind of thing. Hey, I'm hitting the ball further and can play a lot more golf and, you know, not be near as fatigued anymore.
Yep.
I think, you know, that that's probably got, you know, a lot to do with it. But Tiger, I mean, he's what, 42 years old?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he's
at the age of 49 last year, because I started working out with Andrew Finley and paying attention to core, my partner and I won the four ball last year and played over 100 holes in 4 days. I mean, this is what you do. It's you condition yourself now. And not only that, it's the fact that there are ways that you can take pressure off. My posture now when I set up is different than what it was 3 years ago. Because now I take pressure off my lower back. I don't slide my hips forward in the swing anymore. It takes pressure off my back. I don't torque. I don't try to keep my upper body separating from my lower body the way I did. It's taking pressure off my back. That's what a lot of players are trying to do now. And in the meantime, they're still hitting it farther because of equipment, the balls, and their conditioning, and the club head speeds up, and it's working.
I'll say probably if you wanted to really truly break down Tiger Woods' swing, look at a guy who has a swing completely opposite of it in Justin Thomas. If you watch Justin Thomas' swing versus Tiger Woods' swing, you will look at a man who Tiger is, how efficient and how guarded and protected his golf swing is versus a guy like Justin Thomas. You won't talk about the fastest set of hits in golf. That's Justin Thomas.
Yeah, Justin Thomas will have back issues. Unless Justin Thomas changes, he will have back issues in the next 10 or 15 years.
Oh, easy. Easy. Yeah.
He'll make changes. He'll take pressure off of his back, and he'll eventually, you know, adjust, and then he'll do great things with it.
Right. And that's how, you know, those violent rotating hips is how he can bomb it out there weighing 165 soaking wet, you know. That's all the leverage and torque you put on your back. It makes me want to see a chiropractor just watching him pitch.
Yep, right. No doubt. Appreciate the phone call, buddy. Thanks an awful lot. 654-ROAR. Let's get William over in Georgia. Northern Communication phone lines. William, thanks for hanging on so long, man. How you doing?
Hey, Mickey. How are you? Zach, how's it going?
Man, we're blessed. Couldn't be better.
I don't do golf, but I am going to put an opinion in here if you don't mind.
All right.
These guys like Tiger and all, they have money and means for personal trainers, therapists, and doctors that the normal people can't afford. You know, that might have something to do with him coming back and being stronger than ever, too. Plus, he works out a lot. But anyway, I'm going to move on to some football questions, you know, some things. Y'all watch the G-Day game at all, either one of y'all?
I have watched now of accumulation about the past month. I hadn't watched it about the last 2 weeks, but when it first came on, I watched about the first quarter. I'd say now I've gotten into maybe part of the second half, but I've not seen it all. I've seen maybe 60% of it, I'm guessing.
Well, you know, Fromm was facing the first team defense.
Yep.
Fields was facing the second team defense.
Yep.
What do you think about that first team defense? You think they're going to be really good? I mean, that's coming from a Clemson fan, I know, but they look really sharp and on point from what I've seen. And another concern I have is I know Swift's going to be the main back. I know that. But can he carry the load? And I know Holyfield, he's a bruiser. He's like 235. And Harry, and he's small and very, very maneuverable. I mean, he can get his stuff out of some tights. But this new guy, the one that they – I don't even know his name, and I'm a Georgia fan. I'm embarrassed about that. The new guy that tore his ACL in high school and – you know, we signed him anyway. I don't know what he's going to be. But anyway, I'm gonna take it off there and let y'all talk a little bit. I ain't called in a while. You know that I was going to talk about football.
Yeah, I love
it,
man.
Have a good one, bro.
I appreciate the phone call.
Right.
I don't know what Zamir White's rehab has been. To what level that he has been. I do know that when healthy, he is a superstar back. Make no mistake, you're going to miss Chubb and Michelle. You miss him a lot less if DeAndre Swift is healthy, if Herrien and Holyfield find their roles, and if Zamir White can get healthy. Fromm is your quarterback. Fromm gets you in the right plays. He's athletic enough, and he's a better passer between the two. I don't expect Justin Fields to push early this year, maybe late this year, maybe. At some point in time next year, I think you have a very good quarterback battle on your hands. The other part of it is Georgia has recruited well. You got a lot to replace. I thought you looked very athletic on defense. And the fact of the matter is that that in the end, you don't play anybody in the East. I mean, you're out of your Western Conference schedule is pretty tough, or Western Division schedule is pretty tough, but the East is so down right now, and Georgia can take a big advantage of that. I expect Georgia to have a very, very good year. Jeff and Anderson held their text on 986-1566 that hadn't listened to your show in a couple of months, and the first words I hear is when I tune in is, it's just cycling, no idea what the context is, but you lose even more credibility with me. Well, Jeff, sorry you don't like the show. The point about the cycling thing was this, and I know, here's the thing, everybody, like somebody out there likes, plays cornhole and likes it, and so if I talked about cornhole on the show, that one person would go, oh, great, he loves cornhole, and 99% of our listeners wouldn't. 99% of our listeners don't know anything about cycling and don't care anything about cycling. I'll ask you this.
Hey, Ben Mosted.
Yeah, I'll ask you this.
Good morning.
Zach, is cycling a major sport? Is cycling have any... It's tough. No one's saying that, well, I could go up and climb the Alps. No, I'm not saying that at all. But what I am saying is that no one really truly cares about it.
Mm-hmm.
The majority, large majority of it. So I'll ask you this, Zach, or Mr. 24. You're a big sports fan.
I am.
You watch Major League Baseball.
I do.
You watch college football.
I do.
You watch the NFL.
I do.
You watch college basketball.
See.
You watch college baseball now.
Yep.
You watch a little bit of the NBA. You watch the NHL. Yep. You watch the PGA Tour.
Yep.
Name one. First of all, when is the Tour de France?
It's in July.
Okay. Name one rider.
I can't.
Okay.
I could only name Lance.
Okay.
Yep.
That's my point.
Yep.
And my point for Sports Illustrated Sportsman of the Year, yeah, great. So, one of those years, like Peyton Manning broke the NFL record for touchdown passes and didn't win. And I'm like, what? wait a minute. It's the NFL. And my point through the cycling thing was that somewhere there's like some badminton guy that was the Michael Jordan of badminton. But you know what it is?
The LeBron James of badminton.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Oh, yeah, there you go. He's the LeBron James of badminton. But you know what it is? It's badminton. And as good as Lance Armstrong was and all those other guys that were dope and climbing those mountains and as good a shape as we're in and a phenomenal feat that was in, you know what it is? It's cycling.
Sure.
And now the guy Jeff's offended because he loves cycling. He goes out every single weekend. He watches, he follows it, and he thinks I'm an idiot. And he thinks, but 90% of our callers right now are going, I can't name another one. So it's the same thing with women's basketball. You know, your team's good. You like it all, but name five players ever in the history of sport. You can't do it because, you know, I can't help that. We can talk Clemson football, talk college football, talk the NFL a little bit, talk Major League Baseball a little bit of golf, a little bit of the NBA, a little bit of college basketball, a little bit of, you know, that's what people want to hear about on the show.
Sure.
And if for every second I spend talking about that, then cycling, then I get people listening to Kenny Chesney on the Cooter 92.2 or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Welcome into Cooter Brown Show 92.2.
Hey, it's Cooter.
Shania Twain, yeah.
You got your ears on out there. Hey, Bo Duke.
Cooter and Pork Rind back here spinning the hits. Here's next Conway Twitty song. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, God.
You okay over there?
Let's go to break.
I want to touch on Woody McCorvey's comments. I also want to touch on my trip around the state of South Carolina. And am I wrong about what I am noticing? Am I so biased that I might have noticed something different? We'll tell you about that when you return after this segment. Hey, my friends over at Katichi want to invite you, if for some reason it doesn't rain this week, get out there today, as a matter of fact. But Katichi.com want to invite you out, C-A-T-E-E-C-H-E, Katichi.com. We got a lot of rain coming, and that's great. I will tell you this, the golf course drains really, really good. They got drains everywhere. That's great. But 420 acres over in Hartwell, Georgia. It is a great retreat. It is a beautiful piece of property. Join the club today. I hope you took your mom over to Mother's Day and the brunch that they had there yesterday. I want you to take you, Georgia Clemson fans coming to town. I want you to take your family coming in for a football weekend, go over and stay with them at their facility over there. You're going to love it. I want you to take your Rotary Club and your Lions Club and your Civitans Club. I want you to take all of them over there. I want you to take your corporate retreat there. I want to take your wedding over there. They're going to love it. To find out more about one of the great hidden gems in the entire part of this region is Katichi.com, C-A-T-E-E-C-H-E.com. Hey, Zach, if it doesn't rain this week, I'm taking you over. If it does rain this week, Not a sin. Short break. We'll come back for more. It's Mickey Plata Show. More after this.
Hey guys, Kelly Gramlich here. I am very excited to announce that I'll be hosting my own show on Saturday mornings this summer. The Kelly Gramlich Show will air every Saturday throughout May, June, and July at 10 a.m. The hour-long show will feature insight and analysis, plus exciting interviews with special guests. That's the Kelly Gramlich Show, presented by Engineered Sleep, every Saturday this summer, right here on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Anytime is a great time to buy jewelry from Reed's Jewelers in Haywood Mall. Whether it's a diamond for her, a watch for him, or maybe something special for an upcoming graduate, no matter the occasion, Reed's will dazzle you. Endorsed by Roar listeners like Zeke.
I'm calling in for one of your sponsors, man. Wally over there, Reed's Jewelers. Go check him out. They'll get you what you need. If not, he'll find it, and he will definitely take care of you.
Zeke loves Reed's Jewelers. You will as well. Reed's Jewelers, Haywood Mall, next to Belk. Online at Reed's.com.
It's summertime, so make your living easy. Don't let the outside stay in. Get a clean like no other with Zero Res. Zero Res Carpet and Air Duct Cleaning make the insanely clean carpets no one else can clean like Zero Res because they use powered water and leave no residue behind. Mention my name, Mickey Plowler, and receive three rooms for only $129 and a free hallway. Call 864-558-7300 or visit ZeroResGreenville.com to make your appointment. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean.
It happens every time. When a hailstorm hits, there's an increase of people who want to take your money for roof repairs. Problem is, many of them are just trying to take advantage of you and don't really know what they're doing. Gilstrap Roofing has been around for decades. Trust Gilstrap Roofing to handle the repairs and deal with the insurance. Just because someone knocks on your door with a card that says they're a roofer doesn't mean they'll do quality work at a reasonable price. Call Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Trucks cost less than travelers rest. George Goldman Ford has 2018 F-150s as low as $24,999. You heard right. As low as $24,999 on 2018 F-150s. George Goldman Ford, where they never charge any dealer fees and where they were named the only Ford President's Award winner in the upstate in 2017. George Goldman Ford, where trucks cost less than travelers rest. Must finance with Ford Motor Credit. Valid through July 9th.
If you're a pro, the PPG paint you count on every day is now at the Home Depot every day, starting at only $15.97 a gallon. Count on PPG Ultra High for quick turn jobs, PPG Diamond for easy application, and PPG Timeless for guaranteed one coat hide and coverage. And now, count on the Home Depot to have it all. PPG Pro Grade paint, starting at only $15.97 a gallon, as close as your nearest Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only, see store for details.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Taj Boyd with a new way to experience the Clemson family like never before. Lakeside Lodge Clemson is a condo hotel right on Lake Hartwell, just across the lake from Death Valley. It combines the best parts of owning a property on the lake with the amenities of a hotel, such as housekeeping, great food, kayaks, canoes, and more. Find out why I'm all in for Lakeside Lodge at LakesideLodgeClemson.com or come see me at our new sales office in Clemson at 906 Tiger Boulevard, Suite 6, right next to Ruby Tuesdays.
Hi, friends. Mickey Plowler here for Bosey Boggs and the Boggs Law Firm. When it comes to legal advice, I go with someone I can trust, and that's the Boggs Law Firm. Their telephone number, 233-8066. The first phone call you make in any legal situation should be to Bosey and the Boggs Law Firm. For legal consultation, court matters, for legal documents, or any legal advice, make your first phone call to Bosey Boggs and the Boggs Law Firm. Again, that number, 233-8066.
The Mickey Plyler Show is on the air.
Did you get your tickets?
To what?
The gun show.
Now back to Mickey and Zach. Keep my hands on myself. Take off, dust them off, put them back up on the shelf. Just a little baby girl is in need. Am I coming out of left field? Ooh, I'm a rebel just for kicks. I've been feeling it since 1966.
You know I needed that one, right? Give me your assessment of my mood today. Like
declining.
Really? I'm in a good mood, man. It doesn't sound like it, does it?
No.
What's your assessment? What's going on here with this stuff?
Just having a back and forth with some textures this morning.
But that's not a good thing, right?
No.
It's not good. I need to... I don't need to be the cerebral assassin.
No.
I need to be the kinder, gentler, bigger person.
Yes.
So it's okay for them to cross the line, but if I cross it back, then I need to be above that.
To an extent.
I was wrong. Julio texted in about Lance Armstrong and said that cancer was the reason that, or part of the story that he got the Sports Illustrated Sportsman of the Year. Let me say this. I was wrong about the Sports Illustrated Sportsman of the Year. He only won it one time. He won it in 2002. Where I was right, and I'm going to wait till Zach gets off the phone on this one, because where I was right is my point in 03, 02, 03, 04, and 05. What I was talking about referring to is my memory now as I jog my memory, is that the reaction was to Lance Armstrong winning the AP Athlete of the Year. And he won it four straight years. And my reaction to that was, hey, wait a minute, man. What did the guy do? Zach, you missed this part of it. It's not Sports Illustrated. It was the Associated Press Athlete of the Year. Armstrong won it 02, 03, 04, and 05.
Mm-hmm.
And my thing was, wait a minute, what did the guy do in 03, 04, and 05 that he didn't do in 02? Why did he win it four straight years? And during some of those years, Peyton Manning broke the all-time record for touchdown passes or something. I'm like, wait a minute, man. There's got to be an NBA player, a Major League Baseball player, an NFL player, somebody who at a major sport event that would have done something for him to break the four-time Male Athlete of the Year award. You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense?
Are you the kind of guy that wants to give Athlete of the Year to, like, you know, Seabiscuit? Was that you?
I made an argument years and years and years ago on Scott Reimer's show,
mm-hmm,
that I personally thought that Secretariat is, sure, one of the 10 best athletes of all time, and that I think Secretariat, it's the only horse I put up there with doing this, but I think Secretariat deserves all recognition in the world for any kind of award when it comes to athletes, athleticism, feats.
He's a horse, so.
Yeah, but.
Was a horse.
At the same time, you can argue Jimmy Johnson won the AP Male Athlete of the Year in 2009 for
turning left. Driving a little faster than you.
Yeah. You see what I'm saying? I mean, who's a better athlete?
I mean, when you think about it, Secretariat only turned left as well.
Yeah, but also, but he won by 37 lengths. Who's a better athlete? Like, what's a more astonishing athletic feat? Jimmy Johnson in NASCAR in 2009 or Secretariat dominating like nobody's ever dominated? I think Secretariat's a better athlete than Jimmy Johnson.
You're comparing the car to the horse, not Jimmy Johnson to the horse. That's the same thing.
Well, in this case, nah, because as far as I'm concerned, the jockey just held on and Secretariat won the race.
Mm-hmm.
In this case, you know, Jimmy Johnson, I'm sure some of the times had the best car, sometimes didn't, and, you know, changing tires and the crew chief making the right calls and all that. But, I mean, athleticism, you know, the athlete of the year, I don't know. My point, what Michael, and it doesn't have to be the, you know, the best sport. Michael Phelps won it in 2012. Man, it's amazing. That's an unbelievable athleticism. It's not the biggest sport, but it's an Olympic year.
Sure.
I get it. With that said, and maybe Lance Armstrong, maybe the cancer story, he deserved it once. I get it. But not 02, 03, 04, and 05, especially in a sport that was so tainted as it all was, especially when other people like Peyton Manning were doing things never done before in major sports. Does that make sense?
Sure.
That was my argument through all of that. And then, in the end, Lance Armstrong kind of showed us who he was. I kind of got that. I don't hate Lance Armstrong. There's a lot of things I really, really, really admire about Lance
Armstrong. Sounds like you hate the guy.
No. There's a lot of things I truly like about Lance Armstrong. And, to be clear, what he did physically, and A, being cancer, and B, climbing the Alps every single year for all this kind of stuff, man, that's amazing. No... 99.9999% of human beings ever walk the face of the earth in no way, shape, or form could they ever do anything close to that. But that said, give it to him in 02, I understand it. 03, what did he do in 04 that didn't know 02 and 03? What did he do in 05 that didn't know in 03 and 04? And what did some of the other major sports, you know, people do through all that? Peyton Manning never won, I think I'm right with saying this, Peyton Manning never won the AP Male Athlete of the Year. What? How'd that happen? You know? See my point?
I mean, I hear you, man.
All right.
All right.
But some people here that's like, you hate Lance Armstrong. I don't hate Lance Armstrong.
I mean, you clearly hate Lance Armstrong.
I don't hate Lance
Armstrong.
I'm
just saying. I hear you.
Let me get to Mike in Anderson, 654 Roar, Northern Communication phone line. Hey, good morning, Mike. How you doing, man?
Good morning, Mick. I'm doing well. I don't think you are. I've been listening to your show for about 19 years now, and I knew when I got in the truck this morning you were not in a good mood. What's got you so fired up?
Well,
I can tell by your voice. I know you're not a happy camper today.
I'm in a good mood, and Ray called in and said that Tiger Woods is the Barry Bonds of sports now because Tiger Woods is using performance-enhancing drugs, and there's no way he couldn't because he can't have a bad back and hit it as far as he's hitting it now. So he is juicing is what he said.
Okay, well, I watched him yesterday, and I'm with Zach. His hairline is receding, but yeah. – He doesn't look like he's doing roids to me. He just works out a lot. How can you get mad at a guy for trying to come back from what he comes back from? And I don't even like Tiger Woods, but I recognize his greatness. Right. I don't get it.
Well, let me sum it up by saying this too, Mike. That what's going to happen is, and we do this. I follow politics, right? And, like, whatever side of the aisle you're on, you would do anything in the world to discredit it. For instance, let's say that the other side, there's some great piece of news that comes out. And the other side controls the House, the Senate, and the White House, all right? So, and some good piece of news comes out. That there will be certain people on the other side of the aisle that will go, well, you know what? I know those unemployment rates are great, but they're not like they were in 72. I mean, 72, they were great.
Nope.
And so yeah. So you get that now. Tiger, what's going to happen is Tiger Woods is going to win again. And there are some people who hate him so much, they're going to say, well, it's not a major. And then if he wins a major, well, it's not two in a year. He's not going to do the Grand Slam. And he didn't win by 12 shots like he did the U.S. Open. And so he's not back because he didn't win like he won at Pebble Beach. And so there are people that when LeBron James wins, I say, well, he's not Bill Russell because he hadn't won 13 of them. So whatever you do, there is some stat out there that will tell you your ammunition to fight back because you don't want to give anybody credit because you want to win the argument rather than, you know, appreciate what else is going on around you.
Absolutely, and that ties into the reason I called LeBron James. I'm not a LeBron James fan. I'm old school NBA Bill Russell, MJ Magic Bird, and I used to argue until the cows came home that LeBron James is not even in their class. Well, I've been watching LeBron James this year, last year. I still don't like the guy, but LeBron James is in the pantheon of greatness with all of these guys, top four, top five, at least top 10. And I heard a stat or a fact on, I think it was Clark Show the other day, in their combined total playing years, Michael Jordan, Larry Bird, Magic Johnson, and Hakeem Olajuwon, four of my most favorite players of all time in the playoffs, had a combined total of 45 games where they led their team in points, assists, and rebounds. LeBron James has 45 games like that by himself. So you know what, Mickey? I gave up the ghost. LeBron James belongs in the pantheon of greatness, just like Tiger Woods does. Let's don't be a homer. If you don't like the guy, just say, I don't like the guy, but give him credit for his greatness. And I'll hang up and listen and see what you think about that.
Thank you, Mike. What that tells me is two things. A, that the greatness of, but also tells you that, guess what? Michael Jordan had Scottie Pippen and Horace Grant a little bit in there and Steve Kerr in there, some assist in there and Bill Cartwright, some of these guys. In. Magic Johnson, guess what? He had Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, one of the other top 10 players ever. Larry Bird had Mikhail and Dennis Johnson and Danny Ainge and Robert Parrish. He had some good players around him. Who's this guy had? Dwayne Wade, yes. Bosh, was anybody ever going to say, man, I saw Chris Bosh play, the Hall of Famer Chris Bosh. Who are some of these guys he's played with in Cleveland? And yet, they go to the NBA Finals, his team does, every single year. Look, I'm not telling you got to like LeBron James. I'm not telling you he's one of the top one, two, three, four, five, whatever. But what I am telling you is that some of you out there are so biased that you can't see what's right there in front of you. And that's fine. And some of you out there about the economy or education or drugs or guns or diplomatic policies, whatever, you're so biased you can't see other things going on. That's fine. But admit that's what it is. Hour number three when you come back right after this.